747 now here on WPHM. It is a Wednesday. We're a little chilly out there. We'll take a look at the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Last night at the Municipal Office Center, we were able to host, as the partners of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, the candidates forum with legislative candidates for the state legislature. And next Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., it's going to be candidates for Port Huron City Council and mayor of Port Huron. And one of those candidates is with us right now. He is, I think, the first person that announced he was running for mayor. Trey Smith, Pastor Trey Smith, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. It seems like I always come during this time of year to come see you.
Yeah, well, it's funny how that works. Why did you decide that you wanted to run for mayor?
Well, again, I started to run because I was looking at the condition of our city, and we had a whole lot of discussion and dialogue about what needed to be done. And again, I keep hearing certain groups mention certain areas, certain income levels, but not the other people. And my concern was that everybody in our city wasn't being considered when decisions were being made.
In what way, not being considered?
Well, for an example, we have a lot of energy now being pushed towards our downtown, and we see a lot of increase, especially on the north end with homes being purchased, things of that nature. And then there are other areas, such as the south end, that doesn't seem to get that same energy. And so I was concerned about the equal distribution of energy going to the focus of people that are low income and trying to get to middle class versus just those who are already established.
So what's the mayor report here and going to do to help that area?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question. My goal is to bring everybody to the table. And what I mean by that is communication. That's one of the things that I said initially. I didn't know of a lot of things that went on in our community because I wasn't in the quote-unquote know. And I guess if you didn't check the chamber website, you weren't part of EBW, if you didn't follow even the YouTube channel that they have for our city council, you really wouldn't know. And there are some people that don't have access or even know how to value that. And so my goal is to actually create different cohorts to allow people of different income levels, different ethnic backgrounds, to actually present their information or concerns in a professional manner and then bring it to council so they can see it and consider it.
So how will you reach those people that aren't being reached? How will you communicate with them if they don't have access to the internet, for example?
You know, the funniest thing is that I noticed that, you know, we invite people to come and we tell them to come to our forums, come to our place, come to the municipal building. However, I've learned that there are a lot of people that are in grocery stores intentionally that we could talk to and spend time there. We could go to our local corner stores and spend time there as well. Also, not just churches that have an affluent congregation, but also those that are dwindling, and maybe those of other faiths spend time there. I was really, really proud, though, at our city when they actually spent time and went to the LGBTQ meeting. And I thought that was a really good way to engage a crowd that has normally been marginalized.
What's the biggest issue facing Port Huron right now?
Apathy. It's not our unfunded liabilities. There will always be some type of bills or some type of debt that a city will be working with. But if our city gets some energy and some hope, I really believe that the opiate problem was caused by the hopelessness. And that's something that was echoed by our sheriff. If we can encourage people to let them know they have hope, then they'll be innovative, they'll be creative. We'll have more people in their garages trying to create new products that will bring new industry, new entrepreneurship. And people will feel like, hey, I actually have a place in the city and I can do something unique.
So that sounds good. Where does that hope come from?
From the mayor. Because that is even though we have a strong city manager government, the mayor is a symbol of hope. The mayor is a symbol of inspiration. While you're not making the day-to-day operation decisions like the city manager is, we can definitely find ways in which we can rally people and try to fight against that apathy. No matter what happens, of course, we're just another vote on the city council. But to energize and encourage people and tell them this is your city, own it. Like, again, we can turn this to the next Silicon Valley. I really believe that.
What do you think of the city manager?
What I think about him? I believe this, and this is true, and I say this all the time now on the Salt and Pepper Show. If the University of Michigan would fire Harbaugh and hire James Freed, they would have a long stream of national championships, undefeated seasons, because he's young, he's ambitious, and he's by any means necessary person. And he has the attitude to win. I mean, I may not agree with everything he does, but he's going to win. That's his goal, is to win.
Let me back up and ask the question I probably should have asked first, and that is, tell us about yourself for people who don't know who Trey Smith is.
Well, Trey Smith is first and foremost a pastor. So people were asking me, say, where's all your signs? I said, my signs, my reputation, my effort, the things I'm doing. Because people spend a lot of money on signs that'll be gone after the election, and they never did anything during the time of the campaign to help anybody in the city. And so my thing is to help people, give them opportunity to grow. And I am a guy who came from Warren, Ohio. Probably the biggest thing against me is the fact that I'm an Ohioan and I'm a Buckeye. However, I love where I am, and I do my best to help people.
Well, you certainly seem to love Port Huron.
Yeah, 4.5 years I've been here.
All right. Why should people vote for Trey Smith, mayor of Port Huron?
They should vote for Trey Smith simply because they believe in what he stands for, and they believe that he'll give them an opportunity to come to the table. And if you have any questions, you always can reach out to me and ask me any questions.
Okay. How could people reach you if they want to talk to you?
Well, if they want to reach me, of course, I'm on Facebook. You can catch me on the Salt and Pepper Show. You can see me, Trey Smith. My email is pastortreysmith88@gmail.com. That's how a lot of people have gotten to me. And any other way, just look around the city. I'm somewhere near you.
All right. He's everywhere, Pastor Trey Smith. Trey, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.